everyone online. Hallelujah. Welcome to those who are here. Welcome to those who are new. Father God, we just give this praise and worship to you. We just give this whole entire service to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Who is roaming on the water? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon? Who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Sharon, he's Yahweh, the righteous son, he's Yahweh, the three in one, he's Yahweh. Sing, who is he that makes me happy?
Who is he that makes me happy?
Yes.
Who is he that gives me peace? Who is he that brings me comfort and turns the bitter into sweet?
Sharon, he's Yahweh, the righteous son, he's Yahweh, the three in one, he's Yahweh.
just to stand before you. Holy, holy God Almighty, it's a privilege to worship you. Maker of the universe, it's an honor just to stand before you. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you, proclaiming, Lord, you reign. With a grateful heart, I lift my hands to you, proclaiming, Lord, you reign.
Just to stand before.
Praise the Lord. We worship a great God. Praise the Lord. Father, we praise you. We praise you, God. We know that you know what you're doing, God. You know what you're doing, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, Father. Lord, we need your presence. We need your spirit, God. Father, especially now, we need your spirit, Lord. Pour out your spirit upon your people, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that where your spirit is, Father, there is freedom. We look to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is,
lift your eyes to heaven. to do. Oh, to Jesus, He knows what to do. Hallelujah. Nothing's impossible for Him. Hallelujah.
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
Sing again. Give your all. Give your all of it, Lord.
Give your all to Jesus.
Every part of your life.
There is freedom.
Every part of your life. Every part of your life. Give it all.
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
One more time. We're going to sing it. Oh, give your all to Jesus, your Savior, your Shepherd. Hallelujah.
Give your all to Jesus.
Your Shepherd who takes care of you. Hallelujah.
Freedom.
Your Provider, the one who's leading you. Hallelujah.
Give your all to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Freedom from everything that is contrary to our well-being, spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, relationally. Freedom from the lies of the enemy, freedom from the attacks of the enemy, freedom from condemnation, freedom from guilt, freedom from shame, freedom from poverty, freedom from sickness and diseases. Freedom is in you. And we'll thank you for the showers of your mercy, your grace, your truth, your peace, your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your favor. Oh, we bask, oh God, in all that you have for us. Help us, oh God, to be single in mind. Focus on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Standing on the higher ground of grace and faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. Blessed be your holy name forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. 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 Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom. I give my all.
Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
I give my all.
Give my all to Jesus. There is freedom. Give your all to Jesus. There is freedom.
Freedom reigns in this place.
Freedom reigns in this place.
Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Someone say, I am free. The truth has set me free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Worship team, thank you so very much. It's beautiful. Thank you. Mama is going to come and continue to lead us in our time together.
Good day, everybody. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I receive my freedom. Say amen. All right, let's pray for our children. And if you are sick or you have an issue, you can also come at this time. Father, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for another blessed day you have given to us. Today is a God day, and everything good is going to happen to us. We thank you for our lives. Thank you for all our family, all our biological children, your spouses, your seeds. Till Jesus come, all our spiritual children, all our partners, extended families, and our friends, in the name of Jesus. and the children standing here and those watching online. Father, minister grace to everyone. From age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life, minister your grace to every one of us. Your grace is sufficient for us. You are more than enough for us. We thank you for our daily bread, and we thank you for watching over us. Thank you that we're going to have a great week, a healthy week, a wealthy week, a blessed week, a successful week, a great week. We give you praise, O God, that it is well with us and our household. Those that are sick, we declare you be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that the doctors have given up hope on, Jesus, you are eternal hope. The answer comes from you. We receive your answer in the name of Jesus. And those that are weak, may they be strong now. Those that are poor, may they be rich now. Those that are fighting, let there be peace in the name of Jesus. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your Spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, into our church, our home, our families, our city, our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, our scripture reading this morning is going to be Philippians 4. I think there are about 23 verses, so let's start reading. You can catch up. Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. What an opening letter. Praise the Lord. May God think about you this way. May God think about me this way. Say amen. And may you think about one another the same way. Amen. Somebody say, I'm dearly beloved. I'm longed for. I'm a joy and a crown. Hallelujah. I stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. May we all stand fast in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, the Lord is at hand. Verse 2, I beseech you, Euodias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. May God give us the mind of Christ. Say amen. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Somebody praise the Lord. Say, women are also part of the book of life. Say, amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. May the spirit of joy come upon every one of us. In the name of Jesus, that we continue to rejoice on a daily basis, no matter what is happening around us. Verse 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Somebody, the Lord is near me. Say, the Lord is near me. The Lord is at hand. So it's not further from where your hand is. Say amen. Say, the Lord is with me. Why don't you take a good look at your hands this morning? That's how close the Lord is. Somebody says, it's close to me. So why don't you put that beautiful hands on your head and say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is at hand. So it is well with me and my household. Say a big amen. Amen. Verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. How many things should we worry about this morning? Nothing. So somebody say, all my worries are gone. They rolled away from me. Because God has permitted me not to be careful for anything. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I cast my cares on him. So don't carry any burden. Throw them away now. They're like dirty, rotten garbage. Throw them away. Somebody do this gesture. Say, I throw them away. Yes. Say, it is well with me. It is well with you. God said it, so it is. Somebody touch yourself and say, it is well with me. Yeah, whether you are in pain or not, it is well with you. Touch your heart and say, it is well with me. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Say amen. Say, I receive the peace of God. Keep my heart. Keep my mind. So your heart and your thoughts, they are fixed in Jesus. Amen. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So think only on good things. If they are not good, cast them out. They are dirty, stinking garbage. Throw them away. Would you sleep with garbage in your house? Do you take them to your bed and make them your pillow? Why not? But you think stinking thoughts, which is even worse than rotten garbage. Somebody say, my mind is free. My heart is free. My body is free. Say amen. Say, I'm free. Freedom reigns in this place. Hallelujah. That's the song we sang this morning. So take that with you. Say a big amen. Let your amen be louder than that of your neighbor. Say amen. Yes. Verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Say amen. So any good thing you've seen any man or woman of God has done in the Bible or in real life, take those things and add to yourself. Say, do those things. Say amen. Say amen. So we don't only follow God, we follow what is good that God has proved in another person's life. Say amen. Some people will not say amen because they just like defeat. May you be free from defeat. Somebody say, I will take what is good. Do you know the Bible says, add to yourself virtues? Things that are good, add to yourself. Things that are bad, throw them away. Say amen. Verse 10, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me had flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Somebody say, God used me to be a blessing to the man and women of God, men and women of God. Yes, they weren't caring at one time. They started caring for Paul. And Paul is telling them they lacked the opportunity to give, but now they can give. So praise the Lord. Say, Lord, bless me that I have the opportunity to be a giver for your kingdom's sake. Say amen. Amen. Say amen louder than your neighbor. Amen. Verse 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You must learn to be content. Somebody say, I'm content. Any state you are, God will show up. So it is well with you. Say amen. Hallelujah. God takes care of us. If he can take care of the sparrow, he takes care of me. If he can take care of the lily, he takes care of me. God is my provider. He does provide. I am a living proof. Are you a living proof? God is our provider. He will take care of us. He is not an unworthy father. He's a worthy father. He's a good daddy. He's Daddy God. Daddy God. Can you say Daddy God? Because sometimes we forget he's a daddy. He's Daddy God. He's Abba Father. Hallelujah. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. God takes care of you. He takes care of us. Praise the Lord. There are times we have traveled and we just go by faith. And there's no money in the pocket, but we have faith pocket. Every food, every accommodation, every transportation taken care of by the living God. And also bring back some goodies. Went with zero pocket, came back with full pocket. God will take care of you. Just do your assignment. Say amen. Stop worrying. Worry will kill you. And it does kill slowly. Somebody say, I'm free from every care. Say amen. I receive that. Verse 13. I can do, this is Paul saying, he is abounding in everything, whether he's in grace or in suffering, everything is taken care of. Verse 13. I can do how many things? All things through Christ, which strengthened me. Somebody say, I receive the strength of Christ. Strengthen me, O Lord. Say amen. Notwithstanding, you have well done that you did communicate with my affliction. Learn to pray for your ministers. Say amen. Not only pray, you also give. That's what Paul is saying there. Say amen. Your amen is not louder than your neighbor's. Now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. May you be the ones that God registered that you are a giver. Say amen. Say amen. He was traveling as an evangelist, preaching everywhere. He didn't bother whether he ate or he slept well or he was clothed, but he kept on his assignment. May you keep on, whether somebody praise you or give to you. Keep the walk. Keep moving forward. Say amen. Even when they flaunt themselves in front of you, focus on your assignment and on the Lord. But God is going to send somebody to take care of you. Others did not do it, but Philippians, they did it. May God register you today as a giver. May God register me as a giver. I say amen. Say amen. Because God gives seed to the sower. May I continue to receive seed from the Lord. May you receive seed from the Lord. And he gives bread to the eater. You got to sow to eat. If there is no harvest, there is no eating. May you be a giver. If your hands are empty right now, tell God, say, God is the one that will give you seed. Say, Lord, give me seed to sow. Say amen. Verse 16, for even in Thessalonica, he sent once and again unto my necessity. Hallelujah. May God give a breakthrough to every minister of the gospel that is suffering in silence. May God supply their need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God can move anyone in any nation, in any city, to take care of the need. Say amen. If I were you, I'd be saying amen. Verse 17, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. You know, when you read these scriptures, they say, pastor is looking for some stuff. No. You say the word of God so that many will be free. Say amen. Say amen. Your answer is in the hands of God, but it also comes from the sent one. So the sent one has to be taken care of so that no disturbance, so that things will be flowing back to you. If your finance is weak, learn to give. Your amen is weak again. Let me read again, verse 17. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. So the giving is for whose account? You got it. Say amen. Verse 18. But I have all and abound and am full, having received of Epaphroditus. Hallelujah. The things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Say, God, use me in this dimension, that my sacrifice will be acceptable to you. That be a sweet smell, well-pleasing to you, in the name of Jesus. May your giving not be in vain. May God be pleased, and may you be blessed. May I be blessed. Say amen. 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Every believer prays this scripture. God will supply all my need, but he told you the process. That need will be supplied as you give to kingdom business, as you give to the man and the woman of God. Then your need, because they will now release that prayer that changes the trajectory of your life for a good purpose. Say amen. Say amen. God has his standard and we follow his standard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. 21. Salute every saint in Christ Jesus. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you. Chiefly they are of Caesar's household. Caesar's household? So they were saved too. Praise the Lord. May God save the politicians in our country. Say amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So there is hope. There is hope for every family. There is hope for corrupt leaders. God will save people from their household. Say a big amen. There's hope for many nations that are corrupt. God will save people from their household. I just love how the Holy Spirit is. He had to tell us, don't be cursing those politicians. Pray for them. Did you read that in your Bible? All the saints salute you. Chiefly, they that are of Caesar's household. Say amen. Me and you will not pray that, but we'll pray that for our leaders. Let's stand, and your feet have been rested, so praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, you are so good to us. Even when we are not good, you are good. You are a good God. We receive your mercy this morning. The mercy that you have assigned for us, we receive it into our lives. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. You are a faithful God. You love all your children. And you want all of them to come to your table and have fellowship with you, have communion with you. Father, we receive your grace. Grace to abound. Grace to be thankful. Grace to give. Grace to sow. Grace to receive. Grace to be thankful. Grace to be faithful. Grace to say, God, you are a good God. Father, we give you praise. Grace for healing. Grace for deliverance. Grace for wholeness. Grace for restoration. Restore our lives. Restore the joy of our salvation. Restore our strength. Restore everything the enemy has stolen and broken. Restore, restore. The word of God says he could not restore anything because nobody was saying it. Restore my life, O Lord. Restore, 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 restore. Restore my family. Restore my peace. Restore my joy. You got to open your mouth and tell him to restore you. Restore the joy of your salvation. And walking with God is not a burden. Walking with God is a privilege, a joy and honor. We bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Thank you for your everlasting covenant remembered that you've given to our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of Israel lives. The God of covenant lives. The God who remembers, remember us now. Remember us, O Lord. Remember your people. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hands. Israel, your firstborn. Father, remember your covenant. Remember your people, Lord. You are our peace. And you have broken every wall of partition. In the name of Jesus, every barrier and everything that come against your people, we say, arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered, and let our enemies also be scattered. Bring your peace. We speak peace, peace, peace. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak the same peace. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, for United States of America, for Nigeria. Lord, for the Philippines, for Indonesia, and we receive it for India. In the name of Jesus, we receive it for the islands of the seas, the nations, and all First Nations, and for all your people. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, remember them, O Lord, and answer their prayers. In the name of Jesus, let righteousness reign in our nation. Let peace reign. Let the people prosper. Let the people serve God. Let there be revival in this land. In the name of Jesus. Statistics shows that many are leaving the church. But Lord, let the new statistics start where many are coming back to the church. Revive your people, Lord. Revive your people, Lord. May their eyes behold you. May they see the wonders of wonders. The God of miracle is still at work. Revive our church, Glory and Peace Church. Draw people to this house to hear the word of the Lord, to be free from all captivity, and to be established in the kingdom of God. That you will keep them in divine health. No feeble among us, no poor among us, no weak among us. We will be those, instead of seeing conquering 1,000, we'll be conquering tens of thousands. Every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus, do so in this house, do so in our city, do so in our nation, do so to the glory of your holy name. Let the word of God come with power this morning, bringing healing and deliverance, wholeness and restoration, bringing freedom, O Lord, every chain and every burden destroyed from the people's life. Rebuild to the glory of God. Build your people up in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blessing of the Lord flow in this house. Blessings that add no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, we declare this place is where the name of the Lord dwells in this house. And we are in a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe in this place. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. I see a very dear friend here this morning. Pastor Marcel, we welcome you. Pastor Marcel was very instrumental in our crusade up north in God's River. And we celebrate the gift that he is to the body of Christ. Amen. Now and then, I suppose more often than I will want to say, the Lord brings me to a particular passage of Scripture that I've shared from. The Bible is such a big book that you want to continue on to something new and something new and something new and something new. And I struggled with this passage of Scripture, but this morning I had a sort of an epiphany. The Lord reminded me, not everybody's heard this before. My people need this. Stop arguing with me. So I want to come to this passage and you know, I know that I'm going to learn something new. Many years ago, the Lord brought me to this passage of Scripture. He says, I want to teach you something. So he brought me to this book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. 1 Samuel 17. And he began to expound to me a passage of Scripture that normally wouldn't mean much. It's like there's nothing there. For the word of God says here, it says, now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and were gathered together at Shokoh, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shokoh and Azekah in Ephes Damim. What's that? But when God began to unveil this passage to me, I could preach on that passage for hours. Hours on end, and still not get deep enough. But on the surface, it means like there's nothing there. But it's fully loaded. Someone say loaded. Let's start from the beginning. It says, now the Philistines gathered together. First of all, let us explore the word Philistine. A Philistine is an immigrant. That's what Philistine means. They were immigrants from an area called Crete. Now, Crete, are you with me? Crete means fleshy, carnal, fleshy. So these are immigrants that came from the place called fleshy. Are you with me so far? When God created you, He created you perfect. When God created me, He created me perfect. We were perfect. Some say perfect. Clean. But something immigrated. Something immigrated called the flesh. Something in the flesh realm immigrated into your life and caused you to not be spiritual but become carnal. Are you with me? Okay. We just started. The Philistines that immigrated gathered together their armies. They gathered together. This is a very interesting word, together. It's a word osaf. And osaf means to gather for any particular purpose. You just come together for any particular purpose. To do certain things, to receive, to collect, to destroy, dismantle, or even to put in order. As you gather things together, are you with me? Okay. So, they gathered themselves as an army to battle. There's a purpose. They had a purpose. The purpose was to battle. Battle with whom? With Israel, the people of God. These that came from the flesh realm are coming to battle with the people of God. And they were gathered together at what? Sokor. Sokor. Sokor means hedge or a bushy place. It means hedge. They came to the hedge. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 1 and verse 10. In Job chapter 1 and verse 10, the devil is talking to the Lord. And he says, "Has thou not made an hedge about him?" This is not the exact word as Sokor, but it's the word Suk. And they have the same root connection. A hedge, a protection. Something that surrounds him, a bushy surrounding around him. Have you not made a hedge about him and about his house? You built a hedge around him and about his house and about all that he had on every side. So God's protection, God's hedge, was not only for the man, but for his house or his family and his property on every side. He said, you protected everything that is God. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. Interesting. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land because of the hedge. Are you with me? Because of the hedge, the protection that you have around him, he's prospering. So prosperity is connected to the protection of God. Amen? Some would say, prosperity, good success, is as a result of God's protection, God's hedge. The Word of God says that when we honor God with our giving, that he will rebuke the devourer. Amen? So if I am being devoured, it must mean that there's no rebuking happening. Hello? Pay attention. If I'm being devoured, there is no rebuking happening. But why is there no rebuking happening? Because the Word of God says we have robbed God. That makes sense? So if I want true prosperity that is not going to diminish, notice the statement. You've blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is what? Increased, not diminished. Increased in the land. God's intent is for increase in my life. God's intent for you is increase in your life. That means increase that is perpetual. Somebody shout hallelujah. You have a hedge around him. Now, back to 1 Samuel 17. These guys pitch themselves at Shokah, the hedge. Why? Because the enemy wants to push against and check out your protection, whether it's solid or not. In fact, the reason God asked the devil in Job 1 whether he's checked out Job. Let's go back to Job 1 just for a quick moment. Job 1. Let's look at verse 7. The Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. What is he doing? He's trying to find a crack. The enemy goes about like a devouring lion, seeking whom he is going to devour. The very fact that you are here right this very moment is not because the devil has not been trying to attack you. The enemy is always trying to find some loophole, some way to strike. He said, I've been going up and down. I've been going to and fro. Verse 8, And the Lord said unto Satan, Has thou considered my servant Job? The guy says, I'm going all over the place. I'm looking for somebody to destroy. And God says, What? Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil? So the person who got Job in trouble was God. But why? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Why? Because Job has been tearing down his hedge. He's been tearing it down with fear. He's been saying out of his mouth, maybe my children have cursed God. And he was given. The problem was not given for Job. He was given, but his mouth was not lining up in proper order with the right mindset for giving. He was given because of sin. Are we together so far? You know, some people give because of sin. They think they can bribe God. You know, people rob other people, steal from them. Maybe not here, but I know definitely there are people in the country I come from that have robbed the government, robbed the country, and they come and give big offering and tithe. You know, this great man just gave $10 million. You think I'm joking? Now, there are people who genuinely have the $10 million. I've been in services in Nigeria where people came and gave $10 million just like that. No, they didn't sneeze. You understand? They did not sneeze. We need some people to give us like $10 million right now. And this little guy just comes up and stands. I'm saying, what's happening? What's happening? And another one shows up. And another woman shows up. And they're giving mega serious money. Over here, you give $10 million, you think you're the king of the hill. There are people that give serious giving. And they know why they are giving. They're giving unto the Lord. But there are some who come, and those ones that come and want to show off and they show off coming to give, some of them are giving out of their guilt because they robbed somebody else. So the people who give from that perspective, steal from this person to give to this, and think, I'm going to be okay now that I've given to God. I'm going to be okay. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. This man was busy complaining. Maybe my children have done this. So he brings an offering after the other. But his hedge was being broken and God knew it. And so God, by exposing him, did so to put a limit. The limit was, you can destroy everything he's got, but he's still going to serve me. The only thing you cannot do is kill him. How many of you know that God knows the past, present, and future? So God knew exactly what Job was going to do. He knew Job was going to be steadfast because he knew, and he said it, he's a perfect man, he's an upright man who feareth God and eschews evil. The reason he was bringing these sin offerings was because he feared God. Are you with me? He feared God. And so he was trying to do the right thing, but with a wrong motive, because it is not the offering that is going to bring about the healing and the deliverance and the peace and the fruitfulness and all the blessings. It is a pure heart towards God. Amen? That's all, plus nothing. Say plus nothing. Say it again, plus nothing. Just a heart towards God. That's where you start. So, here is the enemy penetrating in Shokoh, checking out the hedge. But the hedge, the Bible says, it belongeth to Judah. Shokoh, which belongeth to Judah. How is your hedge kept? It is kept by your praise. It is kept by your what? Your praise. Now, this is where the enemy went to position himself. He takes the ground that the children of God should be standing on, and he comes there, and he wants to dismantle their capacity to continue in praise, in worship, in adoration. They come to this hedge, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shokoh and Azekah. What does Azekah mean? Azekah means a place that is tilled over or dug over. It's a place that is tilled or dug over. Now, what is the meaning of this for us? Because what I'm trying to address today is this, that where you position yourself is very important in spiritual warfare. And you must not give the good ground to the enemy. Amen? Azekah, a place that is tilled or dug over. Two things are happening here. A tilled place is a place that you can truly sow in and have a harvest. It's not a hard ground. Dug over. But guess what? On the flip side is the enemy wants to till the ground of your life to expose your past. Are you hearing? That which has been dug over and covered, the enemy wants to go dig it up. So the enemy, when he wants to attack you, will always bring you back to all of your past failures. Remind you of why you are not going to succeed, why you're going to fail, why you are not going to make it. He wants to dig up your past and show it to you and tell you, you are going down because of blah, 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 blah. That which has been dug over and covered, he goes and tills it and exposes. So on one hand, the tilled and dug over place can be a good place. But the enemy comes and that which is meant to be good, he wants to make it bad. Did you get that? That which is good, he wants to make bad. You have a good personality, strong personality, a leadership personality, a fierce personality, and instead of you becoming that goal-getter, he flips it and makes you an angry person. Did you understand that? So your bubbly personality, go-getter, you know, fun person, he flips it around and makes you somebody that fools around all over the place. You're friendly with everybody. The enemy wants to turn and flip around because God has not created anybody with a bad personality. You understand that? The quiet person is quiet for a reason. The rambunctious person is rambunctious for a reason, but the enemy will flip it and make it produce a totally different result. What? So child of God, the first thing I want you to understand today is your personality is not a bad personality. Say with me, I'm not a bad person. Say it again. I'm not a bad person. One more time. I'm not a bad person. When the enemy comes to Azekah, he wants to flip your personality around and make you evil. Now, you remember a guy called Peter? You remember that guy? The guy who shoots his mouth off and acts crazy and even challenges Jesus. I rebuke you. You know, blah, 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 blah. Who did the Lord Jesus Christ use as his spokesman? The same Peter. But what does it, what the enemy tried to do at the end of Peter's life? This bold man, he tries to flip him and make him a coward. Yes? Is that what he tried to do? And that caused him to deny Jesus? True or not? The enemy wants to flip your personality. He wants to cause that good in you that God has put inside of you, flip it and make it bad. Refuse that agenda in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. It belonged to the peace between Sokor and Azekah in Ephes Damim. In Ephes Damim. What is Ephes Damim? Ephes Damim is the boundary of blood. The boundary of blood. Someone say the boundary of blood. Well, when the enemy is trying to flip your personality and everything else, what do you need? You need the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses you from all sin and from all unrighteousness. So where does the enemy go pitch himself? By the blood, so that you don't pull on the forgiveness that God has available for you. And so you stay in a place of defeat and shame. Did you get that? So the enemy positions himself in the good ground that God has for your life. A place that is protected by the hedge of God and the boundary of blood, protected by praise and worship Judah, protected by the very fact that God has covered your sins and God has tilled the ground of your life so that you can be a prosperous place. The enemy goes and takes the good ground. The enemy always tries to take the high ground. Wherever the enemy is positioned, please hear this, hear this, hear this. Wherever the enemy is positioned, that's where you're supposed to be. And say, what? What do you mean? Well, the God of this world is who? The devil. Who did God give it to first? Us. So if we come back to our rightful place, what do we possess? We possess the world back. Because there's nothing bad about the world that God created. It is the enemy that's running it that makes it bad. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes into the world, he makes the world worldliness. Fleshy. Carnal. But when we take charge of it, it becomes a spiritual place. Praise the Lord. Because it came from God. So, yes, we are not of this world, but that's about the natural world. But yet we are in this world because God so loved the what? the world. Praise the Lord. So whatever the enemy has in his control, that is not flipped, is what God wants for us. What the enemy does, the enemy flips love to lust. Wealth and prosperity, he flips to greed and covetousness. God wants you wealthy and God wants you healthy. Amen? That's God's plan. Amen? But what does the enemy try to say? Money is bad. But God never said that. God said the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of it. He never said money was bad. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Now, we've talked about what the enemy, where the enemy, the Philistines, this immigrant spirit, the Philistine spirit that came from Crete, immigrated from Crete into Canaan land, the western coast of Canaan, the area today that will, where the battle is taking place right now, the Gaza Strip and all of that, that's Philistine land. That's where you have Ashkelon and Gath and all of those cities that you read about in 1 Samuel. They are all located right there in that Mediterranean coast. But God gave all of Canaan to Israel. True or not? It was all theirs. But this immigrant spirit came there and settled there and fought with Israel all the days of Israel. Till this day, the flesh is still fighting with the sons of the Spirit. So I'm born again. But because you're born again of the Spirit of God does not mean that you're not going to be challenged by the activities of the flesh. Because the enemy is always trying to get you back to a place of defeat. But you must fight the good fight of faith by taking the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ, having been baptized in the Holy Ghost, was led by the Spirit of God, and he was tempted in the wilderness of the devil. And the first thing the enemy tried to do was try to convince him, to convince himself that he was the Son of God, that he was. Just like he did in the garden. Did God really say? To generate a spirit of doubt. So what is it? Where is this Philistines positioned? To generate a place of doubt in the lives of the people of God. The Bible goes on and says, and Saul and the men of Israel. Saul and the men of Israel. Saul and the men of Israel. Israel, God prevails. Say somebody say Israel means God prevails. And Saul, which means desired, and the men of Israel, which means God prevails, were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah. So we have the Philistines on one side, and now, and it lists very specifically the very position that the Philistines were. But now when it talks about Israel, it says they pitched by the valley of Elah. Very interesting word. One word, Elah. What do you see in that word, Elah? Break it into two. What do you see? El. What does El mean? God. So Elah means goddess. Is God a goddess? So the so-called God prevailed people are positioned in a place called goddess. Is that upgrade or downgrade? Downgrade. Huh? Downgrade. Because now we're talking about standing in a place that is false. That should be true. Where do many believers stand today? But let's go a little bit deeper. Elah is a place, the word Elah, it stands for goddess. Also, it's a word for an oak. Someone say oak. Oak tree. Okay. But at the same time, it's a word that stands for a terebinth tree. Terebinth. Now, that might, you might need to go do some research on that one. Terebinth. Now, what's a terebinth tree? This is a very interesting tree. A terebinth tree is a tree that has a lot of medicinal properties in it. So it was used for treating arthritis, stomach issues. If you had diarrhea, they used it for it. It was used as a mouth refresher, stop bad breath. All of those wonderful factors. But this same tree had, the trunk of it had turpentine. You know what turpentine is? Okay. Turpentine you use to strip stuff. Yes? Okay. So on one hand, this tree is a good tree. But on the flip side, it deadens your shine. It strips you. Are we together so far? So this is where they are. Where God is supposed to be God, they have goddess. What am I trying to say to you? What I'm trying to say is this, that many times we stay in the place of double-mindedness. If you're going to do spiritual warfare, don't be double-minded. Don't be what? Double-minded. You cannot be this great, mighty man of faith and then at the same time be filled with unbelief and think you're going to get anything accomplished. Your position is important. Where you position yourself is very important. And child of God, we need to position ourselves for war. You don't have to go looking for war. It's coming. Did you hear what I said? It's coming. I was listening to a message on that was being aired on Call to Victory last Friday and Thursday. Actually, all of this last week. And these are messages that were preached in 2018, 2019. And I was awestruck at the very detailed clarity of the prophetic words. Everything I was talking about in 2018, 2019 is what we are living out right now. Even the transgender, all of that, everything. I'm listening and I'm saying, when was this message? It's like something I was preached yesterday, but it was way back then. So when I'm telling you there's a war coming, there's a battle coming, keep your ears wide open, listen. You need to find your position in Christ Jesus and be established in it now. Or else you will find yourself terrorized by the enemy, running left, right, center, and not being established in any way, shape, or form. If you're going to make it, you got to fight the good fight of faith. And there are things that God is going to walk you through in the days to come. I know He's working me through some things. You understand that when you are asking God for certain things in your life, He's going to give you what is going to make it happen for you. And sometimes we complain about that which God is putting in our plate that will make what we want happen for us. Say, God, I want to be patient. Well, if you are praying, God, I want to be patient, be certain and recognize that God is going to give you the challenges that will bring you to that place where you learn patience. Paul, like Mama read to us a moment ago from Philippians, he said, I've learned how to be content. I've learned how to be content. I've learned to be content when I'm suffering lack and when I have abundance. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in living through a time of lack and a time of plenty. Hello? Oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, context. Actually, let's go back to the passage Mama read about I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me in Philippians chapter 4. And see what, first of all, what verse 11 and 12 says. Philippians 4, 12, 11. It says, now, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. Someone say, learned. In whatsoever state I am, therewith to be what? Content. No matter what the state, no matter what the challenge, my focus is still in God. I know but how to be abased. To be abased, that's humbled, being down there. And I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am what? Instructed. I am what? Instructed. I am what? Instructed. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry. I'm instructed to be full. I can understand. I'm instructed to be hungry. That one I don't capish. But it says, I'm instructed to be hungry. In other words, God will come and says, I want you on a fast. I want you not to do this at this particular moment. He's training you. If you're going to be, look at me with my barrel. I am not going to be a very good soldier running down the street. If I'm going to be a good soldier, I got to train. I got to train this, have a six-pack or something like that. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You cannot be physically unfit and think you're going to win a battle, because not everything is going to happen with you shooting. Sometimes you need to move. And God is going to take you and I through a regiment that is going to cause us to be trained physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically. You're going to go through challenges that is not generated by the devil, but generated by God to keep you fit, so that when you see the enemy needs to understand, hey, this is different folk. Hallelujah. There's something different about this one. And the passage we're reading about, guess what this passage is about? It's a story that you know very well. The story of David and Goliath. That's where this whole thing goes to. Is I've learned and I've received instruction, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I was instructed. Who instructed him? The devil? Certainly not. God instructed him, both to abound and to suffer need. And no matter what the situation is, understand I'm in charge of it. I'm in control. And I need you to line up with me so that you can have the victory that you need in your life. He says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me to do what? To be able to obey. Remember the statement, I have what? Learned. I have learned. I have learned. I have learned. Verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have what? Learned. The Bible says Jesus learned what? Obedience through the things that he suffered. You learn it. Amen? Someone say, I'm going to learn. When you learn, you know. What you've not learned, you don't know. Hello? That make sense? So, if you know, that means that God is going to take you through these experiences. It's not the devil. Not everything that happens in your life is the devil. Some things are directly from God. And if it is from God, he's causing all things to work together for what? Your good. Because you are the called of God, called according to his purpose. So what should happen? So that you become the manifestations of the sons of God. Hallelujah. God is going to take you and I through some training in the days to come. Because for 10, 15 plus years, I've talked to you about 2030. And I said to us in the past, from 2028, especially 2028, to 2030, that's when things are going to really get tightened. If you don't know God, you're going to deny Christ. Did you hear what I just said? If you don't know him, and if you've not gone through an experience where you're strengthened, you are going to give up your faith to the spirit of Philistia, to the flesh completely. You're going to surrender your life. I pray that nobody in this house, anyone listening to my voice, surrender themselves and compromise their faith. And you learn how not to compromise your faith by standing strong now. Some of us collapsed with COVID, and that was just a check. You need to get rooted and grounded in your faith and know what you are standing for and be steadfast in faith, because eternity is a real deal. Amen? Rather stand and be called a fanatic and not stand and be the fool of the devil. Make a decision. Make a decision. And child of God, if I can say this, my prayer is that you and I do everything that we can to get out of debt as quickly as we can. Amen? Even after you get out of debt, it's good to do that. Get out of debt. The enemy is going to want to take over your property. The government is coming. We're going to find every possible way, because it's a devilish government that is coming up. But please, child of God, know who you are, what you stand for, and recognize that God has you covered. Amen? To die in Christ is gain. You only live once. Amen? Hallelujah. Please, don't take what I just said lightly. But let's follow the instruction of the Lord, the guidance of the Lord. God will guide us step by step through every decision that we make for his glory and for his honor. Amen? Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Now, we just scratched the tip of the iceberg. We're going to stop, because I definitely have to finish this thing and talk about David and Goliath. But all we've talked about this very moment is to just address the issue of positioning ourselves for the war that is coming. Don't give ground to the enemy. Remember, you have a protection. You have a hedge. Because in the midst, hear this, child of God, in the midst of the attack that is coming, when the enemy is trying to take everything and rob people of whatever it is that they have, God will show himself strong in your life. The just shall live how? By faith. Man shall not live by what? Bread alone. But by what? Every word that proceeds forth out of the mouth of God. Listen, we are going to experience the miracles of God. Huh? the miracles of God that the world has not experienced before. This generation of believers until Jesus Christ our Lord comes is going to experience it. You're going to experience it. I tell you, child of God, you are going to have food on your table that you did not cook. I don't think you understood what I just said. I say, the fridge is empty in the natural, but when it's time to eat, you will sit down at your table and there's food there. Because those that hook up with God cannot be controlled by the forces of darkness. They will wonder, how are they still going on? Just like they wondered about Daniel and the three Hebrew boys. How is it that they're eating porridge and they are so fit? You are going to be an enigma, something that the world doesn't understand. But you've got to position yourself now. Now, 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 now. Position yourself now to know God. It is the people that know their God that are great and do exploits. When you know God, listen, did God not send the angels to feed the prophets? Hello? Hello? So it's happened before. So why are you thinking, what crazy thing is this pastor talking about now? Huh? That same God who made it possible for me to drive my car on empty for a whole week, an hour-ish way on empty, is the same God. He's the same God. So listen, child of God, I told you before, this got to be about 15, 20 years ago, I told you right here in this house that you're going to go to work. You're going to work, go to work, but the place where you went to work does not exist. Do you remember me talking about those kind of crazy stuff before? Okay. We're closer now than when I told you about it. So put your faith in God, not in that company. If your faith is in that company, faith in the government, faith. Look, I told you, how many of you remember when COVID came, I told you guys not to take any money from the government. How many of you remember that? And I told you they're going to come back and ask for their money. I mean, do you remember me saying that? And the government was saying, oh, it's for free, it's for free. Now they're coming for it. Now people are going bankrupt because of it. If you just listen to the prophetic word, you'll be smart. I'm telling you again now. Learn how to trust God. If he brings you through a place of lack, it's okay. He's training you. If he brings you to a place of abundance, it's okay. He's training you. But it's an instruction. Did the word of God not say, I've been instructed? If I instruct you, what did I do? Did I give you an advice when I'm instructing you? I'm telling you, this is what you're going to do. This is what's going to happen. So, if you don't follow the instruction, there's always judgment. There's a penalty for not listening to the instruction of your boss. Don't be the one that gets fired. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay. I think I accomplished everything the Lord wants me to accomplish this morning so far. Rise with me. Just as many times as you can, just cry out, Lord, help me. That's all the Lord is saying. Just cry out to him. Just, Lord, help me. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, help me. Word of God says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I receive the strength of the Lord. I receive the help of the Lord. I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your everlasting love. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is not the time for silly messages from the pulpit. The next few years are years of intensive training. Amen? Intensive training, boot camp training. Praise the Lord. And different ones are going to be at different stages in this training, but it's a training to make us an effective army. Praise the Lord. God's sealed team. Taking charge in every realm. You are not an ordinary man. You are a God child. Amen? And we have to win. Praise the Lord. We're going to take the fight to the enemy. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. We're going to honor God today with our giving. And as we honor him, may he speak over our giving and cause us to flourish on every side. Amen. This weekend, we're going to have a crusade. We're going to be speaking to thousands of people in a particular nation. We're going to be doing it virtually, which means we're going to be speaking from here and through the internet. Our video and image will be shown in this particular country on a big screen, and people are going to come to the Lord. Amen? We're expecting thousands and thousands of people for that particular one. It's an area where the gospel has not been preached. 20 communities are being pulled together for this particular crusade. You to invest yourself in praying for this particular crusade, and also we need this week funds to help purchase Bibles. God has spoken to you about that, and I have no reason to believe why God will not speak to you about it, because God is invested in souls. His heartbeat is souls. So when it comes to things about souls, God has to speak to you. And if you heard nothing, do something. Amen? So that's for this weekend coming. 5 a.m. in the morning, our time, we'll be speaking to this particular nation. And at the end or the last week or so of April, I'm going to be flying out to be live in another crusade. We're expecting anywhere from 200 to 300, maybe even 400,000 people in that particular crusade. They've been asking me to come for months on end. And finally, a man of God said, listen, no more, you're coming. And I said, no more, I'm coming. Amen? And crusades normally cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. But I do believe that if we are able to raise at least $20,000, that would be a good, strong start for thousands of souls. There's going to be thousands of souls that are going to come to salvation. The last one that I went to, I don't have the figures now, but I dare say it was about, do you have the figures back there? No. Christian will have the figures. The last live one that I went to, you remember the one where the Spirit of God came and the wind of God was blowing? And my clothes were just flapping in the air. The move of God. Thousands got saved. I think about close to 9,000 people were healed or delivered in that particular one, and 14,000 plus people, if I'm not mistaken, got saved. That's going to be in April. And I need for you to strategically, don't think somebody else is going to give. Think about, I got to do my best for souls. Amen? Oh, look at that. 27. I was very wrong. 27,837 souls saved. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay. So, there we are. You know, over 6,882 testimony received. Can you imagine the impact, the lives? This is, let me not say, because I'm still, they got me marked already. That's a television program that we do once every other month. We do a television program. In 2023, 41,000. In 2022, one program we did on King Television, there were 28,000 calls. So this is a place that God has opened up. And before it opened up, there was a prophetic word about it. God saying, shut doors, open doors. Remember this? Shut doors, open doors. Islamic nations, Hindu nations, and just like that. During COVID, and we're doing it just like God said. Amen? So don't fool yourself because of how many people you see here on a Sunday or a Wednesday or Friday. God is doing much more than you see with your natural eyes. Amen? This ministry that God gave to you and I will accomplish its purpose. Amen? No matter all the battles, we keep on going. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at the numbers. Those are not made up numbers. Praise God. So please pray, invest, give. And if you're giving towards these outreaches, just make note of it. And those that are counting will take care of that information and let me know. Amen? Praise God. And please pray for Mama and I as often as you can. Because if you think you're going through battles, what do you think we're going through? We're going through some of your battles so that you don't take on those battles. So we also need your prayers. Amen? As you want us to pray for you, pray for us. Amen? Come, let's honor God. Did you honor God with your giving already? Please do. If you've not received your income tax receipts, please make sure you check on the back table with Pastor Paul and Sister Kristen. If you've not received your communion elements, get it now. The numbers are still being shown, if you can see them. Those are thousands. And listen, these people, as they give their lives to God, they give their lives to God. They surrendered. They committed. And when you see those, and that's not all, those are not the monthly ones that we do. When you see those numbers, any wonder that they've targeted me? But I'm still going to get in. Hallelujah. Nothing's going to stop us from getting this gospel of the kingdom preached. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, this is the body of the Lord. This body makes certain that we are healed, delivered, set free. Many years ago, the word of the Lord came to me. The Lord said, every word of mine is a word, a commandment that must be obeyed. Every promise, every word is a command. And I asked the Lord, I said, you mean when I have a promise about healing, it's a command that should be obeyed? He said, yes. I said, how does that work? He said, you tell your body what my word says, and you tell your body to obey that command, it must obey it. Tell your mind, obey the instruction of the Lord, you're healed. Your kidneys, your lungs, your colon, the command of the Lord for healing, you obey it now. Take of this body, and as you eat, let it be the manifestation of the command that everything about you obeys. Take and eat. The Lord says to say to you, yes, it's a command to be obeyed. But if you are not obedient to me, if you're not subject to my lordship, then your body has a right to disobey you because you're disobeying me. The centurion says, I'm a man under authority. And so I say to this, do this, and to that, do that. Let us all come under the authority of the lordship of Jesus Christ so that things around us obey us. Amen.
Bible says many took this, they take communion and they slept early. Before you always take, always ask the Lord to have mercy and forgive you of all your sins.
Mercy.
And forgive others.
Forgive.
Your sins. I don't say it to you all the time, but that's what you should practice for yourself. Alright? Because if you take it, say they took it unworthily, so they slept early, that means you died young. So may none of us die young here.
Amen.
May we practice quick to forgive, quick to obey.
Amen.
Thank God, Sister Sherry, to make a sticker a few years ago. So you need to have that. Quick to do what? Forgive. Quick to obey God. If you practice that, you will always be in the center place with the Lord. You'll be in the right place. Amen.
Amen.
So let's do it together. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Forgive me.
Forgive me.
All my sins.
All my sins.
I forgive others.
And I forgive others.
For the sins.
For the sins.
They've committed against me.
They've committed against me.
Blot away now.
Blot away now.
All my sin record.
All my sin record.
From your record book.
From your record book.
I receive. The blessings of the Lord.
The blessings of the Lord.
That make me rich.
That make me rich.
And add no sorrow.
And add no sorrow.
I am free from sickness.
I'm free from sickness.
I'm free from disease.
I'm free from disease.
I'm free from pain.
I'm free from pain.
I'm free from lack.
I'm free from lack.
I'm free from confusion.
I'm free from confusion.
I have the peace of God.
I have the peace of God.
I receive this cup of blessing.
This cup of blessing.
As a covenant child of God.
As a covenant child of God.
And all the full benefits.
And all the full benefits.
Of this cup.
Of this cup.
In Jesus' name, take and drink.
In Jesus' name, amen. Sing with me how great is our God. All the seas are great. How great is our God. Our God, sing with me how great is our God. All the sea, how great is our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we'll cut off from those who are on Facebook and YouTube and other platforms. We look forward to seeing you back tonight at 7 o'clock, the same time. If you have not subscribed, subscribe so that you get notification whenever it is that we are streaming. Remain blessed and highly favored of the Lord. We'll now turn our attention to those that are on Zoom.